Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump took to his Truth Social platform, saying he would be arrested on Tuesday in connection to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. He urged his followers to protest. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This is a very dangerous situation for lots of reasons, not least that Trump has done something reminiscent of January 6, 2021. He has called his supporters essentially into the streets to protest.
Trump attorney Susan Nicholas told CBS News that this is speculation from the former president. His post is based on media reports. A grand jury in New York is said to be considering the possible indictment, which could come as early as next week. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin for war crimes. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan.
There are reasonable grounds to believe that crimes within our court's jurisdiction have been committed. So those that feel you can commit a crime in the daytime and sleep well at night should perhaps look at history.
A UN deal that allows Ukraine to export grain is set to expire. BBC correspondent Imogen Folks is in Geneva.
Russia said it would accept an extension of the grain deal, but for just 60 days, on condition its fertilizers can be exported, a part of the agreement Moscow claims has not been honored.
Abortion pills are about to be banned in Wyoming. CBS's Mara Rubin reports.
The abortion pill ban prohibits the prescription, distribution, sale, or use of any drug for an abortion. It makes exceptions for rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. According to the bill's text, doctors who violate the law can be charged with a misdemeanor with a maximum jail sentence of 6 months and a fine of up to $9,000.
Some controversial comments from Mexico's president, who said U.S. families are to blame for the fentanyl overdose crisis because they don't hug their kids enough. The BBC's Will Grant.
He denied that Mexico even produced fentanyl. That position has been widely questioned by drug war analysts who point out that it has increasingly become a key source of income for some cartels.
Even though you want to win big with your March Madness picks, you gotta love a huge upset. Fairleigh Dickinson beat top seed Purdue, and brackets were busted everywhere. Where is Fairleigh Dickinson is trending on Google, by the way. If you're wondering, it's in Teaneck, New Jersey. This is CBS News.
CBS News is brought to you by Paul Gauguin Cruises. Artfully authentic, all-inclusive year-round cruising to Tahiti and the South Pacific.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, because it's Monday morning with snow, baby. What's up, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It's Monday and Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. I've been doing some thinking.
Uh-oh. Lord Jesus, it's Monday morning. You know, last Monday was heavy Monday. What is it today?
So I'm thinking, let's see. We're coming up with the draft.
I think you got an Aaron Rodgers fetish.
Okay. We're coming up with the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up with the trade deadlines and those kind of things, right?
All that stuff.
I was thinking, man. Maybe I ought to trade you in for Aaron Rodgers.
Trade me in?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, man, no. Everybody else is, you know, no. Rodgers. Everybody talking about Rodgers, no, man.
Earl, that'd be the biggest mistake in your life.
Hey, man.
Biggest mistake in your life,
Earl.
Let's
see if Aaron Rodgers is ready to do this.
Oh, he ready. All them quarterbacks are always ready. They get all, like, look at, what's old boy named Tom Brady?
Oh,
he fell off the football field and got million.
Man, what are you talking
about,
man? To
run his mouth.
He's going to be getting paid more money
than
all the rest of them cats almost combined.
Man, $340 what's that other dude
million.
That,
dollars.
What's the other dude name used to play for Dallas?
Oh, man, he was...
Walking around with sketches on.
And he was horrible.
He from Wisconsin, too.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
There he is.
Yeah, man. Hey, and
there he is.
Terrible, man.
Look like somebody done bumped his head four times, and he got millions.
Yeah, they made him...
Tony Romo.
They paid him a lot of money. Let me ask you, man. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. The whole world is talking about Aaron Rodgers.
The whole world?
Well...
I wouldn't say the whole world.
A whole lot of people.
A lot of people turn the TV off.
Hey, it's a lot more people talking about Aaron Rodgers than Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram, unfortunately. Mm. But Aaron Rodgers is just telling people, again, just relax. The people don't want to relax, man. You tried that. You got away with that, you know, when,
Earl,
you know.
I told you, is there an offensive tackle talking like this? Is there a wide receiver talking like that? Is there a coach talking like he does? No. Because you want to know why? Quarterbacks rule the world.
Well,
he might ride past it right now and tell you to shut up, Earl. Shut up, Earl.
Well, I can understand if it's Lamar Jackson.
What's the difference? Lamar Jackson ain't got three MVPs.
He's 27 years old.
Do Lamar Jackson got three MVPs?
No, hey.
Do he got a Super Bowl yet?
The point is he's 27 years
that
old.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
He got the whole future ahead of him.
That ain't got nothing to do with
There's a 40-year-old man, Gil.
and can put the ball between a needle thread if he have to. Steal. Or we wouldn't be talking about him.
Okay. So phone lines are open at 844-967.
Please help me, because Earl don't know what he's talking about. 2789.
Lord what Jesus. What is the phone number? 844-967-2789.
CTE.
Is it time?
There it is.
I'm just saying, man, is it time? Is it time?
What is it time for what?
Should Aaron Rodgers go or should he stay? When you listen
that is
to,
not your decision.
No, I mean, but the fans.
The fans, yes. They can say what they want to say. They can jump off that building and say, if Aaron Rodgers don't tell me I'm jumping out. No. It don't matter what you say or do. He has the keys to the car.
It does matter what Mike Murphy
and Mike Murphy,
say.
Mike Murphy in Mike the front Murphy. Office, which sometimes they don't make all the right decisions either.
Well, I didn't say he make the right decisions, Mike
because
Murphy.
Because you know what's pissing the person off the most?
What?
All these guys restructuring their contracts. Because they restructuring their contracts in the way because they thinking Aaron Rodgers is coming back. We got to make room so we can keep him and they can go out and get players.
So let me ask you. So do you think those players would be restructuring their contracts otherwise?
If Aaron Rodgers, if he told right. them they was leaving, no, pay me.
Well, I thought you said that they don't lose any money in the restructured deal.
They do, they don't, and then they do. They push it all the way back to the end. Anything can happen to you at the end. You see what I'm saying? They push all that big money to the end, okay? You're not guaranteed that you're going to finish out these 4 years.
So when you sign a contract.
Man, when you sign a contract, you if we was in the NBA, if we was in the NBA, you guaranteed. If you was in baseball, you guaranteed. But we play football. The most violent sport in the world. We can't guarantee you that money, sir.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who your agent is.
No. The agent ain't doing nothing but mopping the floor.
But the bottom line, Gilbert, then, is when they say you just signed a contract for $35 million, that's
don't
why
you ain't going to get
is
it.
Is that why you guys asked for a bigger signing bonus up front?
Yes, the bigger you sign, because that's guaranteed money. That's the only guaranteed money you guys are signing bonus, period. Incentives. You got to sign. You got to do a gang of incentives so you can get some money, Earl. They're not going to give you that money because you can fall out. You can go out and break your ankle, do whatever, or trip and fall on the field like some of these players do, and they out for 6 weeks.
So all of this negotiations, even you were a star player, right?
Mm-hmm.
You were a star player.
I was a five-star.
Okay, you're
don't say two. Don't say one. I was a five-star.
You were
I was a wrecker. I was a.
So let me.
I was a man among men, beating on me.
So we talking past tense was.
Oh, I'll show hair, you early if you want me to. I'll show you. I still got it.
My hair used to be black. Right?
Yeah, it used to be black. Hey,
and these used to be muscles.
But it's about to get whiter if you keep talking.
And these used to be muscles.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, so all of that time, Gilbert, as a star player,
mm-hmm.
you were never comfortable from
no,
the standpoint?
No, you can't. You Earl, let me break it down for you. You can never be comfortable playing in the NFL. Let me tell you why. We got people. Some people think we go to work and just show up for a game. No, when you go over there at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, sometimes some of the guys come in at 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and you don't get out of there to 5, 6 o'clock at night. That's every day. Your day off is on Tuesday. Okay, you get a Tuesday. But it's not really your day off because guess what the team is doing?
Meeting.
While you are off on your day off, they bringing in a guy that plays your position. And if he is anywhere near as good as you but cheaper, they going to get him. So what you got to do, Earl, even on your day off, you better go over there and show your face. You better go over there and get in the weight room. You better go over there and put some time in the clock so they see you doing what you have to do. If some guys be like, oh, I ain't going in on Tuesday. It's my day off, man. Or, oh, nah, I need to spend time with my wife and all that. Nah, man, you better get your butt in there.
So the commitment, the time commitment.
It ain't the time commitment, Earl. They always looking for to replace you, period. They don't care. The only person that's safe is Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. That's the only people that's safe.
So listen, man, I just do think, man, that people are tired of it. They tired of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't care. You can be tired. What you going to do about it? Nothing. Sit there and be tired. That's all you can do, because at the end of the day, Aaron Rodgers is driving the car, period. He going to either get out the car and move on, or he going to stay in the car and keep driving. You can't do nothing but be mad.
Yeah, well,
because he's quarterback.
I got that, man.
I've been dealing with this all my life.
Yeah, but they got another quarterback behind them, Jordan Love.
Who? Who'd you say?
Hey, well, that's not what Mike Murphy said. Mike Murphy is saying, hey, he's ready.
You know what?
Yeah,
that's all tough talk, man. You better shut up. That's all tough talk, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I got confidence in Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love. But if you got the chance to keep a three-time MVP Super Bowl champion.
That's
got to
end sometime.
Yeah, it's got to end, because I know Jordan Love sitting there like, man, I ain't going to sit around for two more years and wait on this boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, Aaron Rodgers got the keys to the car, and if he want to drive it for two more years, he going to drive it for two more years.
Okay, so to take it from the perspective of Barack Obama, when he became president, he talked about the Republicans driving the car into the ditch. What, you want Aaron Rodgers to drive the car into the ditch? Because he at the point, man, where...
You know what? He going to drive it in the ditch? Who going to stop him?
Hey, man.
Who going to stop him? I'm just trying to give you facts. I'm giving you facts, Earl.
So your thing is the Packers
fans... If he was a tackle, a receiver, or whatever, shut up, boy, and get in that corner until we call you out. He Aaron Rodgers. Sir, we're going to work with you, sir.
That may be that way here in Green Bay. But stuff I've been reading about what the media in New York, if they get a hold to him, he ain't going to get away with that. Yeah, because they're going to completely restructure.
It's a different market. It's a different market. But see what? Here's the thing, though. Once he leaves Green Bay, all that mystique is gone. You know, it's a different market in Green Bay.
Right.
It's a different market. When he get out there to New York, they're going to eat him alive. All that pretty boy stuff.
Yeah.
And get your head. All over.
We got to go to a break.
844-967-2789. Somebody please call me. Somebody please. 844-967-2789
is the phone number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with the grave digger. And you. We'll be right back. So what comes?
The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but is issuing this voter information guide for the April 4th state Supreme Court election so voters can make an informed decision.
The state Supreme Court may rule on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. So where do the candidates land on abortion rights? Candidate Dan Kelly made his position clear when he repeatedly compared abortion to taking a life. He even worked for a group trying to ban all abortions here in Wisconsin. And candidate Dan Kelly has been endorsed by the three largest anti-abortion groups in Wisconsin. And what is candidate Janet Protasiewicz's position? She said women should have the right to decide for themselves.
I value a woman's freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions.
With access to abortion on the line, know where the state Supreme Court candidates land. The record is clear. Dan Kelly opposes abortion rights. Janet Protasiewicz supports abortion rights.
Paid for by American Civil Liberties Union, Incorporated.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 25. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 16. Highs level off around 40. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Monday with highs around 46. 49 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
What the deal? I want to know, was this love for real? Or could it be lust that I feel? You got it going on and on, like a wheel, fly sex appeal.
There he go. Smell sweet dress. The hell stuff. Open like a token. Just listen to him. Bubble bath, laugh, joke, candlelight, talking about how you the X-Men fight. Uh-huh. Sight, be saying white. They say, seafood dishes, wine cooler, champagne wishes. Waterbed hair. That's the CD right there, Earl. Waterbed hair.
Waterbed what?
Waterbed hair.
Waterbed
hair.
Hair.
Like short for heavy. Come on, man. I'm tired of carrying you, Earl. Come on. Right, come on.
Back to the
Lord Jesus. You cannot be that
you
old.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Mm, 844-967-2789. At least I've heard of Heavy D.
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't tell if that was Heavy D or if that was another boy from New York.
Biggie,
yeah.
Their flows are so different.
Yeah. Okay.
Their flows are so different.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Why you talking about flows, man?
Guess what?
What?
I was watching XFL yesterday. Somebody really? You don't really like watching that.
And
guess who was on?
Playing?
Former Green Bay Packer quarterback Brett Huntley.
Really?
Yes. Looked pretty good yesterday. And his offensive coordinator, who was in Green Bay, Ray Sherman.
You know, man.
So why you sitting up here dissing on the XFL, which their head coach was Hall of Famer Rod Woodson?
So they're not on
ESPN.
Oh, ESPN.
See what I'm saying?
Well, I got to figure out, man, because I think I got about 30 ESPN channels.
Earl, get to your question. I'm sorry for cutting you off. I'm just giving people trivia, but go ahead.
Gilbert, so here we are. This is really tough time right now for guys in the NFL, those who rookies.
Yeah.
And also guys who really, they're nervous, right?
Players. That's what I'm saying, Earl. You have to be able to hold on to your job in the NFL. That's why they say it's not for long. You got to always put in the work.
Oh, so NFL stands for not for long.
That's what we say, not for long. Not for long. You got to be a bad man to play 10 years. I played 10.
Yeah, I was telling you, I've been reading some stuff about you, man. You were a pretty bad boy.
You just not figuring that out,
right? Well, I mean, I saw you.
You saw, man. You saw.
I watched all the games.
You know what? Before you say something, the greatest compliment for me coming from somebody was when the offensive coordinator would come down from other teams and come and say, Gilbert, we had to change our whole blocking scheme because of you. That is an honor.
Let me ask you, man. You got little hands. My hands are almost bigger as big as yours.
No, let me slap you upside your head and you see, and you see how little these hands is.
I mean, for a cat your size and one of the toughest players in the history of the NFL, I would think you have some mammoth hands.
No, it ain't about what you got or what you, it's about how much heart you got, Earl.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell the people what you want to tell them about why I am the toughest man in one of these.
Well, you know, I've been reading some stuff, man. All they got to do is Google toughest players in NFL history. And your name comes up in many different areas.
Okay.
And I was kind of surprised. I wasn't going to say I was surprised because you're a little bit bigger then than you are now.
I was a lot bigger than I was. Yeah. I was two boxcars together. Thank God I ain't like that now.
And so you were what they call just a stopper. You were a stuffer, right?
A run stopper.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, what you would do is clog up everything.
Yeah. That's why I only had 7 sacks, Earl. My job was to stop the run. They brought people in to stop the quarterback.
Right.
My job was to push the rabbit out of the hole. So the quarterback was the rabbit. I got to put pressure to get him out of the hole.
And you had to be tough.
Yes.
So let me ask you, with all the different nose tackles that you know of historically, and I'm sure you studied many of them.
Yes, I have.
Who would you say historically was the toughest nose tackle?
Oh, man. I'm going to say me. No.
Next.
No, I'm going to say it's been so many. Joe Klecko. Mean Joe Green, you know, but here's the thing. I am a true nose tackle.
Right, those guys.
You know, they're defensive tackles, three techniques, you know. I'm a true nose tackle that play the zero shade to the one shade, to the one. They're right there next to the center. No one plays a true nose tackle anymore. You see what I'm saying? Because you get your tail beat because you get exposed. Double team. You get exposed, yes, if you're down there. And I was a true nose tackle. And that's probably why, you know, I would probably never make it to the Hall of Fame. Because I was a true nose tackle that did his job, which was to keep the guard. I'm an offensive lineman playing defense.
So Perry, the refrigerator, was a nose guy.
He was a defensive tackle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He went from 2 to 3 to, you know, he played nose some too. Yeah, yeah. But I was true.
You know, Gilbert, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, we got a treat for you guys.
Uh-oh.
You know.
Uh-oh.
Let me see. Is that after the break? Yeah.
It's after the break.
Yeah, we got a treat for you guys coming up. After the break, and
I kept his face pretty.
Yeah, well, he's all right.
He pretty.
He all right, man.
I kept his face.
When my hair is black,
Earl, you need to fall in. You need to fall in a box full of dark and lovely.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789.
Please call somebody.
Should we let him know who? Let the people know who's going to be joining us maybe after the break.
Now, Coon!
Yeah. Dr. George Coon, linebacker for the Green Bay Packers, will be joining us. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Hey, amen.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump says he's expecting to be arrested on Tuesday, claiming without evidence that he's basing this claim on what he calls illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump is calling on his supporters to protest on his Truth Social platform. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
We're in for another period of great turmoil and division. And of course, it only takes a small number to use violence to upset the whole country's apple cart.
A grand jury has been considering a possible indictment of Trump over alleged hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Political analyst Greg Valliere.
He has a track record of saying he's a martyr and it's nothing but witch hunts. And I think he'll do that again. And I think he will obscure the facts of this and play to people's emotions.
New York law enforcement is making security preparations. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hey, Wisconsin, voting is one of our fundamental rights. Every eligible citizen has the right to be heard. You need an acceptable photo ID to vote in the spring election on April 4th. Vote Riders provides free help to get your Wisconsin ID card. Please visit voteriders.org today. They can answer all your questions about voter ID and offer free help if you need an ID to vote. If you're a citizen and you need an ID, visit voteriders.org. Voteriders.org.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, Earl. Listen to the flow. This is totally different. Well, you hear what he said, my Detroit players. Come on. Come on. Let it breathe, Earl, before you say something. Let it breathe. Come on.
Hey, Gilbert, I wonder if when you get to be 70 years old.
I'm going to still pop. Coach, let me tell you, Earl, I'll be driving a 64 Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors, all the windows down, a dobber, and a stogie at the red light. And guess what I'm going to be playing? Biggie.
Hey, man. Listen, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on Earl Ingram Show. As
y'all
always,
better wake up.
You
it's
can
Monday.
Join us at 844-967-2789. And I guess you got a special guest.
Yes. Yes. Let me bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, he is not only a doctor, He is not only a Green Bay Packer legend, but he is a friend, and I love this man to death. Give it up for Dr. George Cooney. Hey, Bay.
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning,
all over.
Good morning to you, Dr. Coons. It is an honor and a privilege to have you on the airways, man. How many years did you play for the Packers? Five.
I was in Green Bay for 1 year in Seattle.
Wow, 8 years in Green Bay. Let me ask you.
I was in Green Bay.
Go ahead.
I was in Green Bay in '92. I was there when Gilbert walked into the locker room. I was Reggie White was sitting in his locker, soon to be his locker, back in probably maybe first week of maybe September 1st, September 2nd, 3rd of in 1993. Me and Reggie White was having a conversation about him that he was coming on board. And he was walking through the door at the time we was talking. So Gil and I go back over 30 years.
Did you get drafted by the Packers?
No, I come out of the NFL Europe.
Oh,
I did not get drafted by the Packers. I was with the NFL Europe. I was with the Ohio Glory, and I was like the defensive player of the year. They came and plucked me up and gave me a chance up in Green Bay, and the rest is history.
For those of us who don't know, man, what was it like to walk into Lambeau Field, man, and does that still impact you today?
Well, it was a dream come true on so many levels. You know, to have a dream at 9 years old to play at the highest level, to play in the National Football League. You know, as a child, you look at the small things. The reason why I wanted to go into the NFL because I was watching Monday Night Football one time and I saw the two announcers. I think it was Howard Cosell.
And
I was looking at the backdrop, and they had a lot of tall buildings and hotels, and I thought it would be cool if I played in the NFL, that I would get a chance to stay in one of those hotels the night before the game. So things like that kind of it brings it back that it's just a game when you're just a kid with aspirations and dreams. And I had a lot of people pouring a lot into me to give that opportunity to one day walk into Lambeau, walk into the locker room, and not only just walk in, but go in and be a fixture, be a leader. Mm-hmm. Go take everything that I learned from Eastern North Carolina growing up and make an impact in that locker room in Green Bay. Because you talk to Gilbert, and we hear a lot of big names about the players on that team. you get Gilbert off mic and ask him, who was leading that team? who was the leader of that team?
The real leader,
and he'll tell you. And I don't have to brag about it or talk about it.
Oh, I thought
it's
so.
Fact.
But he told me Brett Favre. I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't supposed to say that.
George, no.
Oh, okay.
Listen. I want to say this, man. George Coons is a legend. That is a crying shame that he is not a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. Crying shame. The man put the work in. He put the time in. He put the knowledge in. I was so fortunate as a young guy that they, you know, they sit you in by groups. You know, defensive line over
right.
here. You know, it's just by so you guys can do whatever.
Right.
I did not sit with the defensive lineman. For some reason, I think it was because they didn't think I was going to be that long. I don't know. But they put me right at the break. I was right next to George Kuntz and all the linebackers to the right. I was right next to Leroy Butler and all the DBs to the left. So I'm sitting there between those two guys with all this knowledge that they have. I thank God every day that they set me next to George Koontz and Leroy Butler. And George Koontz, I love you, brother, and there is no reason. We should start a campaign that you should be a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, because you didn't do it by running your mouth, George. You did it by play on the field. So I love you, brother, and you're a hell of a player, man.
You know, George, you were kind of a big linebacker, right? I mean, your height, what are you, about 6'2"?
Yep, 6'2".
And you went, what did you go, about 230, back in your playing days?
I was 245 at the time. All the pictures if I had some bungalows or something like that.
But he ran like a deer, Earl. He ran like a deer.
Yeah. He was a runaway truck, huh?
Hey, Bay. Now, check this out now. We like to rap and everything now. Earl, if you was watching us on YouTube or wherever we on, man, he looked like he fell into a bowl of flour. But he gonna sit up here. George, you look good, man. You ain't got all this gray hair all over the place. I don't. Tell this dude why we got good genes. Tell him. Please tell him, George.
Well, number one, you ain't.
Hey, don't interrupt George while he's talking. Tell him, George.
Well, first of all, it's that water from West Virginia that
that is
Gilbert.
That is.
Yep. And then that water from Eastern North Carolina. I come out of a community that's over 300 years old. We just celebrated the black community I came out of, 310 years old. Talk to me, Earl. Talk to me.
Well, one of the things, George, that both Talk you and Gilbert, the evil consequences of time will give you gray hair. You guys, a couple of young whippersnappers. Mm-hmm. When you come out of
a community that's over 310 years old, and we talking about going back into the 1700s, we talking about some excellent genes.
I'm not saying that you don't have some good genes. I've seen you, but you know.
Hey,
when you get
Earl,
a few years,
Earl,
let me put it this way.
Earl, don't stop defending yourself.
No, let me.
Why don't you ask him the question that you ask me every Monday morning before we do anything? Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to ask you about Aaron Rodgers. Let me ask you, George.
Because I'm tired of asking
because
this question.
Because everybody's talking about Aaron Rodgers. One man. Now, you had Brett Favre. And I remember those days with Brett Favre, but Brett Favre wasn't as arrogant and cocky.
No.
Or was he? As Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Give him the skinny, George. Give him the skinny.
Okay. That's what you want to go with, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I was on the outside looking in.
But you're speaking like you just put it out there like you was there.
No, I was not there. I'll retract that.
But you just said that he wasn't. You just said he was not as arrogant as Brett Favre. So that tells me that you must know.
Well, when the doctor corrects me, I understand the pecking order. So, Doc, I will withdraw that. Was Brett Favre as cocky a guy as Aaron Rodgers? I'll put it in the form of a question. Is that acceptable, Doc?
That's acceptable. But I think there's different. Have you ever heard of where I grew up? We used to have Wonder Shade.
Yeah, we had Wonder Shade. Right.
Could you dress it up a little different? I don't know if you know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
All right, then you can take it from there.
So let me
ask you. Same thing, but just dress up different.
Okay, so, I mean, I understand this. Aaron Rodgers is a lot more cerebral than Brett Favre was.
And I'll give you that.
It's safe to say that, okay? And he's a
Two totally different guys.
Man. And he's a master of communication.
But they learned from – it's like this. They're two totally different guys because Brett will run the ball. Aaron will stop at the line and throw the ball. His throws are different. They're just two different players. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he's a quarterback. A quarterback gets whatever they want.
Yes, sir.
Can I give you my take real quick?
Yes, sir.
It really doesn't have nothing to do with Aaron or Brett. The missing piece with both of them is Reggie White. And you probably said, well, how did Reggie get into this conversation?
To be
a quarterback in the National Football League, that's a lot of responsibility. You're the face of the organization. You're probably the highest paid player on the team, right?
Right.
They want you to be the spokesperson. So there's a lot of weight on you. And then they want you to go out there and perform and put up the points and get the W's and all of that. See, Brett Favre didn't have to really be Brett Favre at that time because he had Reggie White taking all that heat, taking all that leadership from him so he could go out there and do what he wanted to do. And that was have fun and throw that football around. And we had a chance to experience and see that. Okay. So now Reggie and Brett Favre was together. Brett was in Green Bay for a total of 16. Him and Reggie was together for 6. Those 6 years, they went to 2 Super Bowls. After our late Reggie White passed on, Brett was in Green Bay for a total of a decade. Never went back to the Super Bowl. So you said, okay, now how does Aaron Rodgers fit into it? Same thing. Money, which is great. Leadership. You got to play. You got to go out there and have fun. And you got to lead. Who was there to help him? In the beginning, it was kind of hit and miss. Then the Packers made a move and went and got a guy by the name of Charles Woodson. Took that pressure off of him. Let him play. Charles was the leader.
Doc, I got to get you to hang on, man. We got to go to a break because
how he slow walked that then that connection. Oh,
yeah, but I got some beautiful stuff I want to ask him on the other side.
Wait, beautiful, but
I'm going to help him with the grave digger and the great Dr. George Kuntz is on the line. 844-967-2789. Hey, we'll be right back.
Talk to me, babe.
It's the Mad City Brito Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybritoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybritoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brito Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Weather brought to you by Nextech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 25. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 16. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 40. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Monday, with daytime highs approaching 46. 49 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
You know me. Are you comfortable? Oh, yeah.
You want me to rap this verse for you?
Boom. 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 Once again.
You hear that flow? You hear that different flow from Biggie?
Well, you know, I'm listening to the music.
You hear the different flow from Biggie. That's all I need for you to say. Well, yes, I do. You cannot confuse the two. George, can you hear me?
I hear you.
He trying to tell me he couldn't tell the difference between Biggie and Heavy.
Well, I remember the song in the background that they sampled from.
They sampled, there you go.
Yeah,
there
so, okay, I,
okay, I get okay, it. Okay, you wait for so, somebody else to sing.
So, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, and none other than the great George, Dr. George Koontz. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, Dr. Koontz, man, you were talking about the importance of leadership and on a football field, and people would probably think those of us who, you know, didn't have that opportunity, we would think that all the guys on the field had leadership or they wouldn't be there. Mm. I mean, they were stars on their prospective teams, leaders on their prospective teams. Mm. And you would not think that they would need to have the guys like Woodson and Reggie White. But according to you, yeah, it does matter.
It's vital. That may be the most important ingredient. You're not going to win no championship just with talent. You got to have leadership and different levels of leadership. There's a hierarchy within that organization. In any organization, for that matter.
So let me,
guys have to know where they plug in at.
So let me ask you: when you got a guy
Let me tell you this: if the people in Wisconsin knew the importance of Reggie White, they'd be snatching down names off libraries and schools and putting his name up and down Highway 41 and 43 constantly. They don't know what that man. Reggie White, man.
Well, you know, the essence of who he was, and I'm going back to Philadelphia, and what he did for people and communities. And even what he was attempting to do in Green Bay and Milwaukee, he was a spiritual
and
man.
Carolina. Well, when you and NFL, Carolina.
Yeah.
When you sue the NFL and win,
yeah, he kind
of that tells you.
That's how free agency came into
his wife. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. I mean, I'm thinking that's how free agency came into existence. It's like Curt Flood did in baseball.
Who?
Curt Flood.
What? Baseball?
Yeah. Well, anyway, but George, let me. Is it time to move on from Rodgers?
Ooh.
Is it time to move on?
Yeah.
Well, I think he still has the ability.
I've been trying to tell her.
I know, but you said you think he still has the ability, George,
George, we've been fussing about this. He trying to say he 40 years old and can't throw.
I didn't say he can't throw.
Can't throw like he used to. That's what you said.
Well, you know, he used to be able to move around.
And you say, I ain't never seen him move around like you say he moved around. I see him run up to that line and throw the ball.
I used to see Rodgers break away for 20-yard runs.
You did?
Critical junctures. We don't see him doing that anymore. He's 40 years old.
Okay. You can't do what George, you used to do. Go ahead.
All right, okay. George, Doc?
Well, I can the man play without a doubt? I think there's other things at play outside of the football field. And hopefully they'll get that worked out.
Do you think he's going to remain in Green Bay? See that pause, right?
Now I don't know about that because if I've been asked this question 2 or 3 years ago, without a doubt. But I think now it's I think a lot of things has happened over the last 2 3 years. Yeah. I can see. If they both decide to move on, and Earl, you know, sports is a young man's game. If you think about it,
George, tell him
to hold on. You want to play 20, 30 years, but it is truly a young man's game.
George, check this out. I've been trying to tell Earl. You know, because sometimes the athlete gets a bad rap because the upstairs, that's why I never hardly ever go upstairs at 1265. But upstairs is going to make that look good, and sometimes the athlete look bad. And they got the power to do that. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand that because we love the Green Bay Packers. We love the car. If the Green Bay Packers was a car, we love that car. But the person that's driving that car may have or make animosity between downstairs and upstairs. Can't you explain that? Am I telling it kind of the way it's supposed to be told, George?
I would agree with that. It is a very interesting balance.
Yeah,
you know, with the player and the front office and the media, it's a coming into the NFL. One of the things that really shocked me, it wasn't that I could compete or play at that level once I got into the locker room and got onto the practice field. It was the other things I had to try to figure out and balance and understand. And that was the coaching, the politics. Mm-hmm. You know, you got politics in families. You got politics in the organization. You got a lot of things you have to balance, just like at Chevrolet or Ford. Or at the radio station.
Or at Marion University. Or at Marion University. Or at the university.
Right. It's not just you just going out there and being a quarterback. There's a lot of things going on.
You know, Doc, but, I hate to leave it there, you and the Gravedigger, but man, the clock on the wall.
It always goes fast.
Yeah, man. We got to do something about that, man.
Yeah.
Can we bring him back? Sometime in the future, man.
George, I always come back. Teammates never say no to teammates.
All right, listen, man, we got to run. Thank you very much, Dr. Koontz. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Gravedigger. We'll be back on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you want to tell them, Gil?
All right. And Gil, keep rocking that biggie, Gil. Keep rocking that biggie.
Hi, it's Congresswoman Gwen Moore, urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. The April 4th election will determine the balance on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. And let me tell you, we need change. The next court's ruling will determine the future of Wisconsin for us as well as our kids and grandkids, on critical issues like voting rights, racial justice, and gerrymandering. The court will rule on whether or not to uphold the 1849 criminal abortion ban. That's why I'm urging you to vote for my friend, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She's a common sense, impartial judge who cares about us and our rights. Janet believes women should have the freedom to make their own decisions when it comes to abortion. So vote by April 4th for my friend, Janet Protasiewicz.
Paid for by Janet for Justice.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.